When I'm studying in a primary school, and they will hire the teachers that come from other countries, so they are the native speaker, but I'm very scared because I don't know what they are talking, because their accent is different from us, and they speak fast. So most of the time I just sit there and then just look at the teacher, and when she asks us question, most of us won't put up our hands. Yes.
And did you get to a stage, however, when you did start to put up your hand?
Yes, but when I study in secondary school, I start to try to answer her question, because actually they are kind, and they do not care about your accent or your pace. As long as you can just say what you want, that's okay. So after the experience in primary school and the secondary school, when I'm learning in the university, there is no barriers for me. Yes.
And in fact, that's kind of interesting, because your major is tourism, and
yes,
I guess you need to be a little bit outgoing,
yeah,
in tourism, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
And so how do you imagine using English working in the tourism field?
Because I'm not afraid. I think you have to try to speak up, and because the use of language is to communicate, so as long as you can say just what you want to say, that's fine. And because in my industry, most of the time we will deal with the tourists, and most of them will speak English, so it's a must for us to learn English, or it's a must to be fluent, because it will show our image of professionals. Yes.
And how about reading? Do you have any memorable reading experiences in English?
Yes. When I'm small, I will read some fairy tale books, but when I remember when I'm in A-level, when I'm preparing the exam, we will read some like journals, but it's very, very difficult. At that level, we are not capable to read that. But when I am going to university, I think it's easy. Maybe because I just have some improvement. Yes.
And how about these days, apart from the course material that might be in English, how else do you use English?
You mean the frequency? Yes, almost every day I will speak English. I will read some articles, because maybe on the Facebook there are some articles, interesting articles that are written in English, so I read them. And then some of my classmates are exchange students, and then so we will speak English. And the teaching method and the language is English, so that's what I'm doing. Everyday English and Cantonese.